You pray for us as we look into the Word of God. The Lord waking us early this morning and began to talk to our hearts, and I just humble myself and obey the Lord. It's a song on my heart I wish you'd sing, 201. Submit yourselves unto the elder. May all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, and the roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, praise God, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, be encouraged, established, strengthened, and settled. Praise God. As I read this 10th verse, I didn't have it on my mind, this picture at all when I got up here, but I thought about dear old Mother Gertrude Francisco, and when I say this, no one don't feel bad. But she took a great interest in me in our early ministry. I'll never forget this Gertrude. One of the first trips that we went back home, back to Oklahoma, where I'm living now, after I was saved, I rode with her in the car. She was telling me of some of her experiences, and got there, and you know how odd we can act sometimes, but we shouldn't be that way. I mean, when someone, a saint come in and you don't know, whispering around, who is she? Is she saying? Well, I guess quite a few of these things were said to Sister Francisco. I was stopping with my son there, he's still living there, and she called me. She said, Sister Kathy, I have confidence in your life. She said, I believe the Lord has saved me. Believe the Lord has blessed me. And she let me know how some of the things have been said about me being a stranger among the saints. It means a lot to have hospitality. It means a lot to show love. Someone new coming among us, it shouldn't be so many questions in our mind. We all once been out and seen. We're saved. But Jesus was a dear mother, and we also bring her home when we go to Bakersfield. Well, anyway, one day I was so burdened, I was living in Oakland, and a little confused, and the devil was working, and I had given up the other way, and the devil and the ministers and the folks, too, was coming and visiting me in person. They said, you made a mistake and all of this. But I received a letter right through the midst of all of this from Sister Francisco, and she quoted this, she wrote this verse at the end of her letter, and she let me know that I'm praying for you. I wanted you to be encouraged. This is the verse. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, she realized I was going through a little persecution, but after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, Lord has done that for me, and I thank the Lord for it.
Amen, Lord.
Feel the least among you this morning, but I do thank God that I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm sure you know by now what's on my heart. Humility. Humility is the first step to get close to God. If you want to get close to God, learn the secret of humbling yourself. Oh, we think of many things. I thought of Brother Chandler and how he said when he first started out in the ministry and living for God. And he said, oh, he just wanted to be famous, and he wanted to, when he prayed for the sick, and get up and be well, and wanted to be like Jesus, and that was good, you know, when you're young, you have a lot of zeal.
Yeah.
See, but the Lord spoke to his heart, He said, you are just thinking of the one side of me.
Yeah.
You are thinking of the famous side, but that is a suffering side of Jesus too. Right. You have to learn to humble yourself and suffer. This is a suffering thing.
Amen.
So humility, if we could just humble ourselves before the Lord would do the rest. And humility, it doesn't mean here when he said that he would exalt you in due time or whatever. It doesn't mean that he just put you up over everybody and you thank him more than anybody else. It's not like that. But it means that he will use you to the glory of God. I had this experience, maybe we need to tell it, since the Lord is bringing it to my mind. When the Lord first laid his hands on us for the ministry after we were saved a while, I just felt like, Lord, what can I tell the saints? These saints are like angels to me, and it's nothing. I know that I could tell them, Lord. I just felt like I just couldn't do it. So then we began to pray, and the Lord continued dealing with the hearts. So finally I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you would use me like you are using so and so and so, and I had persons in my mind. I said, if you'd use me like that, I wouldn't mind just going on and continuing.
Yeah.
The Lord got a good lesson for me. I haven't forgotten. He said to me, if you will be faithful in the little place,
yes,
I have so ordained for you to work in the body, if you'll be faithful then,
yes,
you will be just as imparted in my sight as that when I tell you think that I'm using it.
Praise the Lord.
Just be faithful in that little corner that I placed in you to work. So I'm trying to be faithful. Then, fasting and praying and still seeking the Lord, made up my mind, now, Lord, to obey you. But, Lord, I need you. I need some anointing on my heart.
Yeah.
Whenever you choose to use me, Lord, I want the anointing of the Lord to be upon my soul. Fasting and praying in the kitchen on my knees at that time. And the Lord spoke to my heart and he told me this. And he showed me a vessel. Hanging upside the wall, it was sparkling clean. And it was real, just good to look at it in this vision. But he spoke to my heart. He says, I want you to be just as dead to yourself. And you see that vessel hanging up there beside the wall. I want you to be just as empty of your own opinion and your own ideas. Empty. That vessel hanging up there don't have a thing in it. It's empty. I want you to be just that empty. And then it spoke to my heart. He says, I want you to be just that clean.
Praise the Lord.
Without a spot or record. Or any such thing. I want you to be clean.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to be pure. I said, yes, Lord. Then I want you to be just as dead to yourself in that vessel hanging upside the wall. That vessel will not move until you put your hands on it and move it. I want you to be just as dead to yourself as when I put my hands on you, like you put your hand on a vessel to cook whatever. You won't kick that. You won't wonder, why do you use me so much? You won't kick that. Yes, Lord. He says, you know, you remind me of one vessel I have, and I still have it. It's called Club Communion.
Yes.
So you use that vessel more than you do anything else because it's heavy and you don't have to put a lot of water in it. The food doesn't burn as quickly. Say, but that vessel never kicks back. When you pick it up, it never says, why don't you use this spirit? Why don't you use something else? I believe that's good for everyone. To be a vessel. Help me to know you need to humble yourself. And then at the time that I see fit to use you as a vessel in my hand, I will supply the grace at that time, sufficient for the need. Don't have to be worrying about it 15 days beforehand and wondering about what's going to be, but at that very time that I see fit to use you, I will supply the grace sufficient for that need. I find that to be so too. So it means a lot to you and me to humble ourselves before the Lord.
Amen.
And take advantage of the privilege of doing it ourselves. Don't be always telling the Lord to humble you. Because if you do, it might be like King, what was it? Nebuchadnezzar? He had the privilege of humbling himself. He had this dream. He wasn't able to interpret the dream. He called in the wise men, the soothsayers, and all of those people that were supposed to have wisdom to interpret things, but they couldn't interpret that dream. Finally, he called in Daniel. You find this story in the fourth chapter of Daniel. And when he called in Daniel seemed like he was quite troubled. Come on, find that part, if you will. Fourth chapter, Daniel. Down where he told Daniel about this big tree. It was grew, the height grew into heaven. It had large limbs and big leaves, and to the extent the beast would come and pick chatter under the tree. The birds would come and they would sit on the branches and make their nests and so forth. It was a big tree, food for all nations. Just a real blessing from God. Who has that scripture? Daniel, the fourth chapter, and start down in there where Daniel began to talk to Nebuchadnezzar. I'll find the verse. The 12th verse. No, not that.
8.
It's the 19th. Start at the 17th verse and read down.
Greatness is grown, and reaches
unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth.
Let us turn, go down to the 27th verse to see the time.
Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a remnant of thy tranquility.
Now the words say in the margin, they are healing to thy tranquility. We think about this king back to taking advantage of humbling ourselves. Now he had the opportunity, Daniel interpreted the dream and told him what to do. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be accepted unto thee. You called for me, then I think you ought to accept my counsel. You have faith to believe that what I am telling you is true. So accept this counsel. Break off thy sin by righteousness, and thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor. It may be a healing of thy transgression. All right, don't you think that was good enough for the king to accept what the word says further down? In a 12 months' time, in a year's time, he walked through the yes.
The king spake and said, "Is not this great heaven that I have given for the house of the king by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?"
Listen, while the word was still in his mouth,
there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Destiny,
yes.
To thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee.
Seven times, like 7 years.
Until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.
It's whomsoever he will. While the word was still in his mouth, this voice, God had already warned him what to do through Daniel, but so lifted up himself, I do this and I do the other. Saints of God, let us learn to give God the glory. Amen. Whatever God may send our way, help us to realize we are still the dust of the earth. Help us to realize it's not through my goodness that the Lord has blessed me. It's good to keep humble heart to the extent to say, Lord, I'm not worthy of all of this. But you're so good. Oh, I thought of our dear Father Philip when he was living back home in Dover and he was there in Okavati in a meeting. He got up to preach the word and he told about how that on his way down he got rather tired and they stopped someplace, he and Mother Philip, rest a little while, and as he walked around, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy of all of this. And how he made mention is how the Lord, he said, I don't know how many steps I walked around there, the car, and just kind of relaxing myself. But say, the Lord knows every step that I made. He's that concerned to the extent, Sister Olive, that even the hair of our head is numbered. We comb our hair, we don't know how many strands we comb out and throw away, but the Lord knows. He loves us. And may the Lord help us to realize we are just feeble creatures.
Amen.
But thank God for his love for us. This man, the word says he didn't humble himself like he should. God had already warned him what was going to do if he didn't humble himself. And think of a king. Oh, God, help me to humble myself. Out in the woods, in the pasture, crawling over the woods, eating grass by the nuts. Now, God took the heart of man out of him, put in a heart of beast, and here he was, This is why Saint, let us get the message to humble ourselves.
That's right.
Don't wait for God to humble you or me. You never know what route he's going to take. And you just leave it up to him. But he gives us the privilege, Sister Hart, of humbling our own selves before the Lord. And I thank the Lord for this privilege. Humble myself. There he was, his hair growing out like eagle feathers and his nails like bird claws. A king. He calls the dead to humble himself. Because he left it up for the Lord to him. And that's the route that the Lord chose to humble him. But praise God, he got the lesson after 7 years.
Praise the Lord.
You would think he would get the lesson. The last verse of that scripture says here, "Now I that thou treasure praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to repair." Able to bring us down, Sister Devonport. Let us turn to James 4 and 6. I like the privilege of humbling myself before the Lord. Wonderful privilege that he gives to you and me. Speaking of humility, I find it back to the way I live. Sometimes we can see where the brother and sister need to do something about themselves. Always talking about the other fella, what he needs to do. But you know that old self man never sees his need. We can watch out and we can look and we can talk and Lord help us. He ought to know better than to do that. Oh, but when the Lord started to deal with our hearts and the deal, that fellow that we thought was so bad was pretty good to us. And really, we can humble ourselves.
Amen.
James, the 4th chapter. But he giveth more grace. So now if you want more grace, many times we have these requesters and thanks are needing some help and maybe come down and humble themselves to pray. And I need grace for this. I need grace for the other. But if you want more grace, humility is the first step to take. Get it. Just humble yourself. But he giveth more grace.
Wherefore he said,
God resisted the proud. Give grace to the humble. Praise the Lord. Yes. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Yes. You know, we surely want to have at all times a pure mind. If we can have a pure mind, it helps us in our actions. It helps us in our attitudes. It helps us in our mind. Just a pure mind. But if any time we let something creep in that mind that ought not to be there, we got to be looking funny at this one. Saints, maybe it hasn't reached the coast yet. But this thing, and I told the saints, I believe when I've been talking, I often hear of, they said, and I heard. I sure would like to meet those two people. Mr. They said, and Mrs. I heard. I'd like to meet them. You never meet them, but you hear about them. They said this, and I heard. Keep a pure mind. And you won't have to listen to Mr. Dayton.
Yes.
And you won't have to listen to this offer. Keep a pure mind. When they come with these things, and Jesus said, we speak that we know.
Yes.
We testify that we have seen.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know anything about this, but I tell you one thing we can do. We can pray.
Amen.
Let's tell Jesus about it.
Yes,
us sitting around here talking about it, not going to do it no good. Let us pray about this.
Yes, Lord.
Tell the Lord about it. I believe the Lord is able to do something about this. Have to be careful. Praise the Lord what you hear. Thoughts. A lot of people work on the thoughts. I agree. Well, if you don't mind, we'll just use ourselves for example. Maybe you heard me coming to the coast. But before we got here, you heard also that I left the space and I was out preaching some kind of other doctrine, but I'm coming here for this week. Oh, Lord. But I won't be. I don't need to ask you how you feel and how you look. I heard. They said. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Keep a pure mind. Keep our thoughts clear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That did happen once to me. And didn't know a thing about it, though. But I thank God for saints that will have confidence in one another. We was told when the rumor got to Brother Chandler, he said, I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. I won't hear that. Sister Catherine had to tell me that herself. I don't believe it. And it wasn't true. Rumors can get out. But if you're good, if you don't pay any attention to what you heard, I heard this. I heard on the basis. Read on, sister. You didn't finish that. It says something about the devil. I want to get on that devil. Yeah. All right. I didn't work on the word devil. Over here in James, the first chapter, and the 8th verse, it says, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, a double-minded man, maybe some of you can interpret this or explain it better than me, but the way I see it is someone that you just can't hardly depend on his word. He'll come here, Brother Francisco, and you are not here. I guess I can use it. Oh, Brother Francisco, thus continue the other. All right, Brother Francisco, come. Oh, how are you, Brother Francisco? We just thank the Lord for you. And you're present, huh? Double-minded. When he's not around, it's a different conversation. That's a double thing. I was reminded of someone saying one of the ministers was dealing with a certain sister saint. And said, oh, she was just really telling this minister what all this other sister about him, just telling him some things. And while she was so busy talking to the minister, the other sister walked up and said that they said enough. But said the preacher said, talk right on, sister. Talk right on, just talk with what you got here. Talk right on, sister. Double-minded. Lord, help us. Now that spirit may not have gotten out here, and we hope it hasn't. But it's working back the other way. and let us take a stand against it, being double-minded, being two-faced is what the old word we use.
Yes.
Don't have a one face. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Let us be faithful to one another and faithful to God. Double-minded. Well, I don't know if there's more to that. Read the next verse. Yes.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall
lift
you up.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll be there to do it. I thought of a dream I had. The Lord is dealing with our hearts. And some humility. And in this dream, we came to a mountain. I was seeking the Lord. Lord, I don't want to do it, but will you teach me how to do it? This is the way I say it. Lord, teach me how to humble myself. Lord, will you help me? You teach me how to do it.
Yes,
I want you to do it, Lord. I want to do it myself because you tell me to do it. But I need you to teach me. So then we dreamed of a mountain, and at the top of this mountain was very high, and I was right at the edge of the mountain. And as I looked down, it was rocks that was pointing out kind of short. And it seemed like a voice said to me, just go down. And I thought, oh, but it's too hard. I'll get hurt. But in the dream, I finally humbled myself and went down. And you know, I went down so smooth. And it wasn't long before I got to the top of the mountain. The Lord helped me know. This is the way to humble yourself. You'll never hurt yourself when you humble yourself. You might feel like you're being humiliated, but let it be that way. Learn to humble yourself.
Oh, Lord.
Learn to take the low place. Talk about a sister, she told me how the Lord was dealing with her heart to humble herself. And she said, Lord, I'll just be a mat for the saints. Well, when it comes for her to be the mat, it was kind of hard. And she said, oh, I shouldn't need prayer. This one did this and the other. I said, well, do you realize what a mat is? A mat is something for you to walk on. So if they're walking on you, you have told the Lord that's what you're going to be. Let me give you some grace time there while they walk on. He'll finally get you off. When you get the lesson, praise the Lord. He'll lift you up.
Praise the Lord.
You get the lesson. I would like to tell this to the glory of God, and maybe some of you saints would like to hear this story about brother and sister Jerry Hardaway. Now that's the son, Brother Devonport, sister was praying for, and his wife. The children was in a serious car wreck during the Wichita meeting. And just the mercy of God that we are in the land that we live in today. Someone told me if you would see the picture, if you see the car, you'd wonder how anybody came out alive. But all of them came out alive. They were very much crushed in their body. Sister Hardaway Marcia had a gash cut in the head where they had to take 40 stitches. And the doctor said she lost half of her blood. And they wanted to give her a blood transfusion, but she refused. Come on, by the time they got to the hospital, waking up some was still unconscious. At least Brother Jerry stayed unconscious longer than any of them. Well, in a way, he was conscious enough to know what they wanted to do, and she refused it. So they let it ride on a little and told her, you've lost half of your blood. And this is the only way your life is going to be spared, to have a blood transfusion. She still refused. So after a little time, But Dr. Felton is going to get a court order and give it to her anyway. But by that time, the battle was getting very serious. He called the saints. And some of the others went out to the hospital. Give us a hour and a half to pray about this until the Lord works you. The Lord gave that request. I mean, the doctors gave the saints that request. Pray this hour and a half until I don't know what it was. By the time they had finished praying, God brought the blood pressure down. The doctor agreed, something has happened here. She doesn't need it. It's nothing too hard to do. Brother was exhorting the young people last night. These are young people, maybe scarcely in their early 30s. They have three children. The oldest one is 9 years old, three girls. Arm is broken and the other girl was, well, pretty well. Sister Carterway and Brother Carterway with the words to wave now. It's all him. They have pins in it. His jawbone was all broken and they had to put wire to wire. And he, because for the last few days, he had to keep all his food through a quill because he couldn't chew because he had it. Lost some weight. But the Lord has blessed, and they have taken the wires away where he can chew now. He was hoping this would be done by Christmas, and just a few days before Christmas, they took the wires away. And saw how the Lord has been blessing and giving them on back and his food. But during the battle, we went out there. After we went home from the Wichita meeting, we went to visit them. He was dismissed and was home from the hospital. Want to get all to the upper, you know. This does not Jerry, Brother Carterway, he said, I had a good job. He said, I'm a machinist. I was making good money. He said, now when I say this, I don't want any of you to feel that I was lifted up in myself, but I was thankful that the Lord blessed me with a good job. And that I had saved up some money that I had in the bank, a few thousand dollars to the extent if anything happened, we have a little money in here. I didn't think that's bad for a husband. Look at our first family. He kept saying over and over, I don't want you to feel that I did this in myself, but say this is what happened. He said, but now I only have, I believe he said $10. In the saving, $20 in the checking account, which is $30. He said, money, bank can get away from it. He says, when he's asking for his request, if this is the way I want you to pray for me, he said, I believe that God permitted this accident.
Amen.
He said, I can't help but believe God permitted it to get some help to my soul. Teach me how little I am. Teach me how. Wasn't saying a word, pray for me to be healed. But pray for me that the Lord will help me to get the lesson out of this. See, Marcia feels the same way. It was hard to keep the tears back. But he's sitting there all still, but my still is on crutches. He got the pins in his leg, and some days hence they will have to. He said he didn't know I was going to have to go through all of this. He thought I was going to come. I didn't know what was going for me. You better tell me I'm going to have to go back. And how my limb is going to have to be cut. I'm going to have to take the pins out. But I need some prayer on this one. This is where you need to pray now. That the Lord has encouraged his heart.
Yes, Lord.
But he says, Sister Catherine, pray for me. The Lord will help me to get the message.
Praise the Lord.
Teach me how to humble myself. Teach me to realize my nothingness before the Lord. He said, I never thought I'd be in a place like this. Where did I have to be dependent? He said, the saints are so good. Haven't wanted for nothing. The saints have been sending in me. Have nothing to complain about. what I want to do for this. Take some
pills.
You know, many of us know. And he wanted to buy his field, offered him a great price, and then if he didn't accept that, he would give him another vineyard. Just as good as that. But Naboth started to be so himself with my inheritance, and he didn't want to get rid of his inheritance. Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it, that I should give thee the inheritance of my father unto thee. And you know, Ahab said, Mom, it's clean. I said, mad. You know, pride is awful. Obadiah 3 tells pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. So lifted up in pride because he didn't get what he wants, he came home, went to bed, wouldn't eat. Hallelujah. May God help us that we won't let that old spirit of poverty enter in among us. Poverty. Sometimes the word will go forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Preacher don't know nothing about my business or what I've done, but the Holy Ghost does.
That's right.
And when the word goes forth and opens it up and it gets really lights a light on me and what I need, if I'm not careful, I'll just get a resentment feeling towards the preacher and go home pouting. Listen, pouting is a terrible spirit. It is a spirit that has robbed you out of all of your spirituality and sent you to hell. Howling. We're living in age, hate to say it, but sometimes some among us get the pouting and leave the whole congregation and go somewhere else. But wherever you go, you're going to take that same old pouting spirit with you.
Amen.
So it's no need of us running from this thing and from the other way, running from the word, because you're going to meet it over there.
Amen.
The thing to do is humble our heart and get rid of that spirit and just say, like one sister said to me, she says, Sister Kathy, I realized that she needed help in her soul. We felt that she had given up the Lord. But we are very careful in just going up to folks and you just need to get saved. But we were praying honestly for this sister. But one day we was walking down the street together and she said to me, she said, Sister Kathy, say, can the Lord deliver you from hypocrisy? Is there any way you can be delivered from lying? I said, oh yes, you can be delivered. She said, I've been a hypocrite. She says, I've been testifying that I've saved, and I know I wasn't saved. But Sister Catherine, if I come to the altar to be prayed for, can this spirit be cast out of me? I don't want it. At the bottom of all of this many times is just coming. Well, I said, yes, you can be delivered. So she came. Service. Exposed that spirit and said, I want to be delivered. Feel like before I can get saved, I'm going to have to be delivered from this spirit. Be it known to all of us, preachers and all, we are living in the age we need more of these discerning spirits of God to deal with souls.
Amen.
Sometimes souls come to the altar to be saved, and if we don't have a good discerning spirit there, they can come and have all kind of witchcraft spirits.
That's
right. We've dealt with at the altar.
That's right.
Those spirits need to be cast out of people.
That's right.
Before they can get saved. So many times they come and pray for Lord, Satan, and then to get up, well, I'm saved. You need to be right on back where it was. Why? Because that spirit have not been cast out.
So
the spirit needs to be cast out and soul set free. Any kind of spirit. Pouting, lying, hypocrite. We need to be honest with our soul.
Amen.
There's no need of us coming down to the altar saying, I just need more grace to do this. I need salvation. And pray for me that the Lord will deliver me if some things about myself I don't like. And I want you minister to lay hands on me and cast this spirit out. One lady came right there.
Praise the Lord.
Went on me. And she probably was praying, no help come, and the Lord just revealed it to my heart. This woman has a witchcraft spirit. So we talked to her about it. Do you feel like this, you need delivered from a witchcraft? She said, yes, I do. Voodoo and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
You minister, lay hands on me and cast the spirit out. This is what I need.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, and the minister laid hands on her and prayed that the Lord would cast the spirit out, take his hand on. But thank the Lord. The Lord brought the spirit out.
Praise the Lord.
And we said to her, now you can be saved. You can pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Save your soul. Many old spirits.
Amen.
Lying through the air these days.
That's right. That's right.
It behooves me and it behooves you to keep the way clear. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
And keep you in perfect peace.
Amen.
Don't let these spirits get a hold of you. By any means, we want to make it to heaven.
Amen.
Regardless what the cost might be, young people, we love you and we appreciate you. Those of you that's living for the Lord and maybe some that's not living for the Lord, we appreciate all of you. Love you. I'm here to hear the word of God. And take the counsel that we heard from the Father last night. Oh, how we need to counsel one another. I love young folks. Dear my children. I really love me. I call on all my children. I say, if you belong to the saints, you belong to me. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, this man, back to Ahab, he pouted. His wife comes in. No need to sit in there. I'll take care of all of this. Oh. Dear sisters, help us to keep the love of God in your home. I don't think nothing like that happened to us. No. But so she went and had the Ahab taken and was killed. And the and it came to pass, the 15th verse, when Jezebel heard that Naboth, he had it all done. You can read the story at home. Was stoned and was dead. That Jezebel said to Ahab, arise. Now you can get up and stop pounding. You can just stop your pounding. Naboth is dead. Go and take possession. Lord, arise. Take possession of the Naboth of his dead. The Jezebelite. Which he refused to give it thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but he's dead. Now you just don't get it. Listen, you can't do wrong. All see now, going to and from for the good. Sees all the evil. Sees all the good. So when all of this was done, then the Lord spoke. The word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, that is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, thus said the Lord, has thou killed and have taken possession? Have you been killed, man? There's another old spirit that works pretty hard when it comes against the camp of the saints. And that is an old jealous spirit.
Amen.
God is using someone to the glory of God. You should be.
Amen.
Whatever it is, preaching the word, Praying for the sick in the Lord and healing, whatever it may be. Oh, this is for the saints. Anytime as a saint, there's no place to get jealous. Well, sometimes, if we're not very careful, that old jealous spirit make you feel, we didn't do this for me, and maybe some nice deed is done for Brother Francis, but it wasn't. He didn't do that for me. Oh, may God help us to beat that old jealous spirit under. Take a stand against it. Don't let it even enter your thoughts. Brother, I believe it was when Brother Gibson was living. You all remember him. And Brother Allen, who is very sick right now. The Lord blessed Brother Gibson with a new trip. He was quite a traveler, if you remember. He's passed now. And then he called Brother Allen. Got the word to him some kind of way. You can have my old. Now, Brother Allen told this to Seth. He said, the devil. Now, he's got a new one and wants to give you the old. He said, but I resisted the devil. I told my wife, let's get ready and go down to Brother Gibson's house and rejoice with him.
Praise the Lord.
That the Lord has blessed him with a new trailer and we'll take the old one.
Yeah.
But the devil is on hand to get that old spirit of pride and jealousy working.
Yeah.
He said, the devil said, no, he's got to do it. He resists. He said, get ready, wife. Let's go down.
Praise the Lord.
And rejoice. That's the way to resist the devil. Resist him steadfast. In the name of Jesus. It's so happy. Well, anyway, that's it. And Elijah brought the news and was telling him what all was going to happen to him. He said, thus said the Lord, hast I killed and taken possession? And I could speak to him, saying, thus said the Lord, in the place where the dog licked the blood of Nabal, shall the dog lick thy blood in the night. Right up there. You're going to be slain. But you know, the one thing that encouraged my heart is Ahab come to himself. In the 25th verse, but there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife,
carried out.
Someone find right quickly to read with this. The 16th chapter, 1 Kings, and the 30th verse, and the 33rd verse. It just tells you how that this man lived. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that was before, all the kings that was before him. He was the worst. And the 33rd verse said, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God. Did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that was before him. He was quite an evil man. But let's read on down here in the 26th verse of the Holy Book, 21st. And he did very abominable in following idols according to all things that he did to Amalek, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard these words, that he ripped his clothes, praise God, and he put sackcloth on his flesh, and he fasted and lay in sackcloth and went silent. He humbled himself. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seeth how Ahab humbled himself. All this sin, glory to God, that he has committed, all of this evil that he's done has provoked me to anger. Aren't you glad to be a servant of God? I am. glad that when the Lord started dealing with my heart on a heart still there, sick, so sick that the nurses and doctors thought I was just going to die. But God had mercy on me. They wouldn't let the sisters in, my nieces, nobody come see me because I was too sick to have any of my relatives to come. Well, as I often tell the saints, they couldn't keep Jesus out. Jesus came in that room. Jesus dealt with the heart.
Amen, Lord.
Jesus helped me to know you need salvation. You need to humble yourself. You're in a church, but you're on your way to hell.
Oh, Lord.
You need to humble yourself. Yeah, I was in one of those man-made churches. So sick. And the Lord had mercy on me. Blessed Ava was at home. They had to roll me out on a cot. Roll, it's right here in Oakland. Roll me by the desk. And they had it in my ear. We gave it so long to pay the bill. Oh, but thank God. After I was saved, I had to pay that hospital bill. I had to pay that doctor bill because I made it. I have never done since.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Even as the parents of the family coming out here, a few days ago, affliction came on my body. Never had it before. I was leaking all over. Oh, it was so severe. I don't know what it is today. Don't know what to tell you to us, but God knows. Lasted about 7 days, and I said, Lord, I said, I cannot go to California like this. I just can't go. I'm too sick. But the Lord healed my body. I told the Lord, the devil was trying to point things in my yoga with this. I said, Lord, before I do anything, I'll die. I go first. I'll not do it. I'll die first. I'll just die. I will not do it. Go to Manny for nothing.
Yeah.
I know you know what's wrong with my father.
Amen. Yes.
And you have set the date for me to go to California. All of this was a dream. But when the date came, I was healed.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, Lord.